on MILB TV and MILB.com. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone! The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 19 is a stab for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied, and the Salem Knights. 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
Welcome in, Red Sox fans, wherever you may be listening to tonight's broadcast. It's a big one. The Down East Wood Ducks, the winners of the first half in the regular season in 2023, are in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Down East comes in 36-24 on the year. Last week, they clinched the top spot in the North in the first half. And Salem, though, red hot, winners of four in a row, just took five in a best of seven against the Delmarva Shorebirds just a week ago. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz. We got to kind of speed through our pregame today. We have pretty tough weather coming in, Tyler. Dark gray skies with a little bit of a drizzle, but we are ready to play baseball nevertheless. We're going to send you away. When we come back, we'll have first pitch and starting lineups. We apologize for the speediness of our pregame report. We had a little bit of question as to whether we're going to be able to make the ball game happen, but we are ready to play and we're ready to go. So we'll be back in just a moment here. It's the Red Sox and the Wood Ducks coming up in Salem. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa!
This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock it in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. With the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
Beautiful night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We're in the broadcast booth, high above Carilion Clinic Field. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you, and we'll be the first to tell you that it is a drizzly, rainy type of a night here, and I think it has affected our crowd. Not a whole ton in attendance, but this game is massive, and don't let that spoil the importance of tonight's ball game. The Down East Wood Ducks, winners of the North Division in the first half of the season here in 2023, come in 36-24 on the year, and they're in town to take on your Salem Red Sox, who are 30-32 on the year, but have just won four games in a row, taking five in a best of seven against the Delmarva Shorebirds 1 week ago. Well, the weather might not be fantastic, but the baseball is. Ready to get us going on the hill. Noah Dean gets the start for the Salem Red Sox. 1-3 record with a 7.9 ERA. He has pitched 27 and a third innings. His strikeout to walk ratio, 38 strikeouts 30 walks. He has given up just one home run. Let's take you quick through the starting lineups on both teams. First for the Downeast Wood Ducks, Donier Cueva, followed by Cam Cauley. Then it's Tommy Specht, Ian Moeller, Connor Piatto, Angel Aponte, Griffin Cheney, JoJo Blackman, and Andres Mesa at the bottom of the order. Their starting pitcher tonight, Brian Mendoza. For the Salem Red Sox, leading things off, the center fielder, Juan Chacon. Cutter Coffey playing at short in the two-hole. Luis Ravello batting third. Justinson Garcia out in right field is the cleanup hitter. Abram Liendo playing third tonight. Alexis Hernandez, red hot, playing in left field. Lionel James at first, the designated hitter tonight for the Red Sox in the eight-hole. Albert Feliz and Juan Montero behind home plate catching this evening for the Red Sox. Well, we're ready to get things going here in Salem. Donier Cueva stepping in now to the left-handed batter's box. Adding 264 on the year, he has four home runs, 25 runs batted in. First pitch is on the way, and we are underway with a called strike right over the heart of the plate, 90-mile-an-hour fastball. And at 7.05 p.m., we are right on time here in Salem. Noah Dean once again gets the start for the Red Sox. He kicks, deals the 0-1. Finds the strike zone once again. Another called strike, this time to the outside corner, a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And Cueva, just like that, down 0-2. Noah Dean winds, fires the 0-2. Called strike, ring him up looking. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Just painting that upstairs outside corner, and there's one gone. Sets up. Cameron Cauley now stepping in. Batting 250 on the year, 7 home runs, 28 runs batted in. First pitch on the way from Noah Dean. Check swing, called strike. Changed it up that time at 83 miles an hour. Dean nods his head, winds, fires the 0-1. Misses inside, 92 mile an hour fastball, and it's 1-1. Well, you go ahead and look what Noah Dean did last time around, the right-handed pitcher, left-handed pitcher for the Red Sox. First the 1-1 on the way. Here's a swing and a hard hit ground ball right up the middle. Gloved by Ravello, the throw to first in time for the second out. 4-3 put out, sits down Cam Cauley. Picking up Tommy Specht. Specht batting a high number at 292, 5 runs batted in. Has not homered yet this season. First pitch on the way. Check swing, pitch misses outside. 1-0. Noah Dean out of Little Egg Harbor in New Jersey. The 1-0. Breaking ball snaps into the zone at 79 on the gun, and it's 1-1. 1-3 on the year, a 7.9 ERA, 27 and a third innings pitched. Played his college ball at Old Dominion, the 1-1. Breaking ball away, and it's 2-1. Right here in this state, out in Norfolk, here in Virginia. Majored in leadership with a minor in cybersecurity during his time with the Monarchs. Dean kicks, deals the 2-1. Breaking ball misses just high. Goes with that slider, has a lot of lateral movement to it. 3 balls and a strike. Last time around, he actually took the loss against Delmarva, one of only 2 in the series. Here's the 3-1. High and tight, 5-pitch walk on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball missing the zone. Tommy Specht is the first runner on base for the Wood Ducks. 2 gone, scoreless here in the top of the first. Sets up Ian Moeller. Moeller catching tonight, struggling a little bit. Batting just 173, does have 3 homers and 15 RBIs. First pitch, check swing, called strike. Fastball painting that outside corner, 0-1. Ian Moeller, 6 foot. 0-1 pitch on the way. This is high and away, and it's 1-1. Drafted in the fourth round, pick number 103 to the Texas Rangers back in 2021. Native of Iowa. The 1-1. First to throw off over to first. And in there safely is Tommy Specht. Last game for Moeller. Hitless in two at-bats. Before that, went 1-for-4. This was against Kannapolis. Looks at a called strike, 1-2. 83-mile-an-hour changeup. Last multi-hit game was against Kannapolis. This was back on June 15th. Ended up going 2-for-4. Before that, you have to go all the way back to May 24th for a multi-hit game. Breaking ball inside, and it's 2-2. Runner on first, two gone. Still scoreless here in the top of the fourth. First, rather. Boy, it feels like a drizzly, rainy Monday. 2-2, runner goes. Breaking ball misses. Throw down to second. Sky-high grab by Ravello, but no tag opportunity, and it's 3-2.
Well, that's how you know you need to get the cobwebs out.
For real. Yeah,
today's Tuesday.
Yeah, I knew it as soon as I said it. I was hoping nobody picked up on that one.
Sorry.
Three balls, two strikes. The pitch. Misses inside, back-to-back walks. Full count walk puts runners on first and second. Sets up Connor Piatto. First to conversation within the battery between Juan Montero and Noah Dean. Well, last time Noah Dean pitched, it was against Delmarva on the 13th. Took the loss. Pitched 2 1/3, gave up 3 hits, 5 runs. All 5 of them earned. 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. Pitched on the road against Columbia the game before, also took the loss. Went 1 2/3. Gave up 3 hits, 5 runs, 3 walks, and struck out 2. Very similar line. First pitch to Piatto. Finds the zone on a called strike at 91, and it's 0-1. He's batting .365. Has a home run, 14 runs batted in. Piatto, one of the most dependable bats on the top team in the North here with the Down East Wood Ducks. Runners on first and second. 2 gone. Scoreless, the 0-1. Fastball missiled in there at 91 at the letters, and it's 0-2. Very thin crowd tonight here at the ballpark due to the expected rain. Clouds covering the mountains, dark clouds. The 0-2. Check swing, foul tip. Hits off the left leg of Juan Montero, the catcher for the Red Sox. 0-2 it'll remain. Well, we were blessed with fantastic weather all last week, and you just had to think it was impossible to last that long. Every single day was picture perfect, 80 degrees and sunny. Unfortunately, the quite opposite this week. Rain almost every day on the forecast. 0-2. Fly ball, deep right, going back is Garcia, and he makes the catch 5 feet in front of the warning track. Well, despite 2 walks to put him on first and second, the Red Sox are out of the inning, stranding 2 runners aboard. Scoreless after a half inning of play. Back after this for the bottom of the first in Salem.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a 9-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. first pitch is at 6.05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6.05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
It's time to find out who's in and who's out on Liam Carroll's Starting Nine. For today's injury report and starting lineups, here's Giovanni and Tyler.
Well, you already got the injury report and starting lineups. I'm not sure how that one was queued up. But regardless, through a half inning of play, we are scoreless here in Salem. Here's Breon Mendoza, ready to get us going. Starting pitcher tonight, getting the nod for the Down East Wood Ducks. How about those uniforms for the Wood Ducks? I think they're quite sharp. A camouflage, kind of Dijon mustard-colored jersey with gray pants.
Almost and reminds me of like a ghillie suit.
Yeah, and tan lids. I kind of think they're pretty sharp. White numbers. Now, you would not think camo would work, but in this case, I enjoy it. Juan Chacon leading us off. He waves and misses at the first strike. 0-1, called strike, inside corner. Back-to-back 93-mile-an-hour fastballs, and quickly a little puppy down 0-2. He steps out, takes a couple of stretches, puts the bat up over his head, now down towards his ankles. And finally digs back in. Lefty on righty matchup here. Two left-handed pitchers starting on the bump for both Down East and Salem. The 0-2 fouled away.
Splitting time this year between the Arizona Complex League for the Rangers and Down East. Five appearances this year between the two levels with a 4.32 combined ERA. So as the pen. The greatest start of the season for Mendoza.
He kicks. He deals the 0-2. Here's a swing and a hard hit ground ball right to a defender in Cueva. The glove, the throw to first in time. The second baseman in Cueva sits down Juan Chacon, and there's one gone here in the bottom of the first. Here's Cutter Coffey. Shortstop digging in. Kind of undershadowed last week, but he had some big hits nevertheless for the Red Sox and some really good defensive plays as well. In fact, had our number one play of the week on a game-ending double play. He caught a line drive and then got the force out at second as well. First pitch misses, 1-0. 1-0 pitch misses high and away, 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 2-0 for Cutter Coffey. He's batting .214, two home runs, 20 runs batted in. The 2-0 pitch. Check swing, called strike on the inside corner, 94 on the gun. Two balls and a strike for Cutter Coffey. Coffey has been in the two-hole for the majority of the last couple of weeks. Smashes one out to left center field. This one's going, and it's off the base of the wall. Cutter Coffey rounds first, rounds second. He wants a three-bagger. Coffey, a stand-up triple with one gone here in the bottom of the first.
How about that?
Good way to start if you're Cutter Coffey. The offense was explosive last week for the Red Sox. Multiple games with eight or more runs, and they seem to be picking up right where they left off. Here's Luis Ravello. Batting .274 on the year, three homers, 30 runs batted in. Flares one high into the air, shallow right field. Coming underneath it is Specht. And he makes the grab. Tagging up his Cutter Coffey. What a throw! Is the tag there? It is not! Throw was slightly offline. Moeller couldn't make the tag with his left hand, spinning around about 5 feet down the left field line. And Cutter Coffey scores. 1-0 Red Sox.
I will say, great arm by Tommy Specht out there in right field. And a great tag attempt by Moeller as well. just the tag wasn't there as Coffey was able to avoid and get around the tag, all while remaining in the base path.
Luis Ravello does his job on the sack fly. Called strike to Yustinson Garcia here. 94 on the gun. Inside corner. High and tight, and it's 0-1. He's batting .226. Three runs batted in. 0-1 to Garcia. Pitch misses outside at 87. 1-1. Yustinson Garcia elevated about 3 weeks ago after Roman Anthony was pulled up to high A, the 1-1. Waved on and missed. And it's 1-2. Down east in Salem, playing for the first time since 2019. They were high A foes then, and it was the Wood Ducks' first year as a team. Now meeting again in 2023. The 1-2. Fouled away by Garcia to stay alive. 1-2. Garcia has been a really good outfield defender. Still working on getting that bat to come around. He was solid on the road. A little quieter last week, though. The 1-2. Wave and a miss. Sat down on strikes to end the inning. 94-mile-an-hour fastball gets by Garcia, but the Red Sox score a run. A sack fly from Luis Ravello scores Cutter Coffey, and the Red Sox hold a 1-0 lead. Top of the second on tap for you after this in Salem. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the second for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a drizzly, dark night for baseball in Southwest Virginia. 1-0 your score. The Red Sox on top of the top team in the Carolina League North and technically the winners of the first half of the season. They clinched that a week ago in their series against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The Red Sox, meanwhile, were getting hot, their hottest they had been all year after taking 5 of 7 against the Delmarva Shorebirds. Still Noah Dean on the hill for the Red Sox. He's yet to give up a hit. Struck out one looking to start the ball game. Has given up a pair of walks. Down east also has a stolen base by Tommy Specht. Angel Aponte ready to lead us off here in the top of the second. Left-handed pitcher in Noah Dean delivers the first pitch. And it misses just outside at 89 on the gun. Angel Aponte playing in his first game for the Wood Ducks. Rehab assignment, waves and misses at the 1-0, and it's 1-1.
Played 27 games with High A Hickory batting .191.
1-1. Wave and a miss once more. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-2. That's the thing about Noah Dean. Doesn't have super high velocity. Uses the movement a lot more. That 79-mile-an-hour slider is incredibly dangerous. The lateral movement, some of the best east-west movement I have seen on this team. The 1-2 pitch. High and away on a fastball. 2-2.
You know, an interesting thing about Aponte. Over the winter, able to go back to his home country of Venezuela, played for the Leones de Caracas of the Venezuelan Winter League. The Caracas Lions, translated to English.
2-2, misses low and in. 3 balls, 2 strikes on a full count now to Angel Aponte. Yeah, that is pretty cool.
handful of guys do that.
We've seen that before. The 3-2. Called strike rings him up looking. Fastball finds the zone. And for the second time tonight, Noah Dean with a strikeout looking. Sets up Griffin Cheney. Batting .216, three home runs, 10 RBIs. Lefty on righty matchup now. First pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. 84 mile an hour changeup, and it's 0-1. Janney played his college ball at Georgia State. Another called strike here on the inside corner. This time a fastball, and it's 0-2. Drafted in 2022 by the Texas Rangers in the ninth round, pick number 259. 0-2 to Cheney. Got him looking again. Fastball inside, paint in that corner. Once more, third backwards K of the night for Noah Dean, and it's back-to-back strikeouts.
Yeah, getting some favorable calls there from the home plate umpire and John Forster tonight. Of course, they all were in the zone. They were correct calls from Forster, but Dean looking really good.
Lefty on lefty, JoJo Blackman. Looks at a called strike. 91 on the fastball, and it's 0-1. Out of Escambia in Pensacola, Florida. Played his high school ball there. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Fooled him. That's that slider right there.
Yeah, a few notable names from Escambia High School in Florida, including a few MLB players. And how about this? Emmett Smith.
Yeah.
NFL Hall of Famer was a Escambia Gator.
Played for the Florida Gators after that in Gainesville. Went from being a Gator in high school to a Gator in college. The 0-2. Just outside on a fastball, and it's 1-2. Well, he was drafted in the 11th round, pick number 314, back in 2021 to the Texas Rangers. 1-2 to JoJo. Called strike, fourth backwards K of the night, and Noah Dean strikes out the side here in the top of the second. 1-0, Red Sox lead it. Back after this on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a nine-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the second on tap for you here in Salem. A 1-0 lead for the Red Sox over the top team in the Carolina League North. Boy, do we have a fun series on tap for us all week long. 1-0 the lead for the Sox. It came on a sacrifice fly out of Luis Ravello to right field, scoring Cutter Coffey, who was aboard with a one-out triple. In the five-hole, Abram Liendo, the third baseman, lays down a bunt. It trickles down the right field line, and Cheney scoops it up and applies the tag about 10 feet away from the first base bag for an easy out number one. Boy, that was quick.
Yeah, it happens when you lay down a bunt. Just quick action going, and one away.
Why bunt with one out,
TK? What are your thoughts on that? I've never really
tried to catch them off guard.
Or with no outs, I should say.
Yeah, try to catch them off guard when they're not expecting it. Leg out a bunt single. Unfortunately, it just went straight up the first baseline and kind of blocked his path to the base.
Well, here's the red-hot Alexis Hernandez looking at a ball on a breaking ball upstairs and away, and it's 1-0. He is batting, and I kid you not, 556 with four RBIs, the 1-0. All the way back to the netting, 1-1. Alexis Hernandez against the Delmarva Shorebirds played in only two games, and in 9 at-bats, he had 5 hits, 2 doubles, 4 RBIs for an unbelievable 556. The 1-1 misses low and in on a fastball, and it's 2-1.
Not to mention the series finale going 3-for-3 with a double and 2 RBIs on top of that.
Was unreal to watch. The 2-1. Here's a swing. Hard hit ground ball. Gloved by Cauley, the shortstop, who throws on to first in time. Boy, looked like it had a chance off the bat to get through and then just kind of died in that wet grass and that wet dirt. Scooped up by Cauley, and he was able to make the play. You have to think maybe on a night where it's not so wet, that ball might get through.
Yeah, might have taken a hop on some damp dirt. We haven't seen too much rain in quite some time, but definitely takes an effect on that clay if it's a lot over time.
First pitch to Lionel James. Misses on the inside, and it's 1-0. James batting 243, two homers, 28 RBIs, the 1-0. Misses inside once again, back-to-back fastballs, and it's 2-0. He had a good series last time around as well. Did Lionel James. Looks at a called strike, 93 on a fastball, and it's 2-1. Out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. 2-1. Misses low and in. Another fastball, it's 3-1. Same home down as Fernando Tatis and Fernando Tatis Jr. 3-1. Swing, ground ball. To the left side, scooped up by Mesa out of first in time on a spinning throw, 360 style to end the inning. 1-0, Red Sox still on top as we head to the top of the third in Salem.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Avengers!
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the third, ready to go for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a cloudy, wet kind of a night for baseball. But it's an exciting series. The Down East Ducks in town, top team and winners of the Carolina League North in the first half of the season, and a red-hot Red Sox team. Winners of their last four, they took 5 of 7 in a series against the Delmarva Shorebirds here this past week. Giovanni Heater joined alongside my boss, our audiovisual manager here, Stephen Langdon. How you doing? Welcome up to the booth, my friend.
Not too bad. It's been a while since I've been on the broadcast.
Yeah?
But, yeah. Exciting year for the Salem Red Sox.
Glad to have you.
Getting ready to end the first half.
First pitch to Andres Mesa is a called strike on the inside. Well, I got to say, Steven, how about Noah Dean right now? We're seeing his best outings this season. Has 4 looking strikeouts. Here's the 0-1. Wave and a miss. Fooled him with that slider.
Yeah, 0-2. The one thing about Noah Dean, he, as I don't know if you guys knew this, but he was a reliever in college.
Mm-hmm.
And so I noticed this season, the first couple of innings, he's been looking really solid. After around the second or third innings, when he starts to struggle a little bit, still working on that stamina, but still very early on in his career.
Well, he deals the 0-2. Here's a chopper down the left field line. Stays fair. Gloved by Liendo. Throw to first. Scooped up by Lionel James for out number one. Looked routine for the Red Sox, who last series completely got over what had been their Achilles heel. Multiple errorless games, only committed two the entire series.
Yeah, and so I know head coach Liam Carroll, they changed up the schedule a little bit. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, maybe working a little bit more on the fundamentals, but it's obviously working.
Here's the top of the order in Danier Cueva. He looks at a called strike at 91 on the fastball. Lefty on lefty matchup here. 0-1 to Cueva. Another called strike. 91 on the fastball. Back-to-back strikes for Noah Dean.
You know,
Cueva
been,
calls time.
He's been really locating his pitches very well today. Downey's has had no answer to them.
This is the best he's looked,
absolutely,
in my opinion. The Old Dominion Monarch. Kick steals the 0-2. Wave and a miss. Strikeout number five on the night for Noah Dean, and we're only here in the third. Out number two, 1-0 Red Sox on top.
Again, it's one of those things. It's not so much about how hard he throws. It's about his location. That's the one thing about Noah Dean. He's not going to pump high 90s against you, but he's going to pump that, you know, low to mid-90s fastball, and that one swinging high.
Yeah, handcuffed him high and in. Brings up Cameron Cauley, batting 249. Here's the first pitch. Called strike on that inside corner at 92. Yeah, these pitch locations, particularly on the fastballs, are spot on. These are pitches that really could go either way. Seriously painting corners, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball right by him, and it's 0-2. Noah Dean steps off the rubber, now steps back on, brings his mitt to his face, and calling time is Cameron Cauley. 28 runs batted in for Cauley, 7 home runs.
Simply, I mean, for the single-A level and very hard ballparks in the Carolina League, 7 home runs is quite impressive.
No balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. Misses inside, skips off the glove of Juan Montero. Trickles all the way to the backstop. No biggie, nobody on. It's 1-2. 1-0 the lead for the Red Sox if you're just joining us. A little bit of a, you don't want to say dark and stormy, but it looks like it certainly has the potential to be on a Tuesday night in Salem. The 1-2. This is high and away. Well, I got to ask you this, Steven. It just seems like this team has gotten hot with some of the new faces jumping on board, and Alexis Hernandez, Justinson Garcia. What do you think that is? 2-2 on the way. This is low and in.
I think it's simply just the new faces. You know, mm-hmm. They're coming right from the Florida complex, and they're now at that stage in their career, they're actually playing full-time baseball. You know, the complex, they just started and everything like that, but now this is where it really starts to get juicy. This is where you start to get into professional baseball.
3-2 misses high, and it's a full count walk worked by Cauley here with two gone in the top of the third.
And I think just the new faces bring new energy. A lot of the new guys, I know you've been able to speak to a couple of them so far, and not to say that the other guys weren't bringing a lot of energy, but these guys, you know, they're younger than some of the other guys, and they're bringing even more energy to this team. And especially getting to the end of the...
Ooh. Sliding in safely on a pickoff attempt over at first is Cam Cauley.
But especially, you know, getting to the closer and closer to the second half, this is where you really start seeing the potential of some of these teams. You've been with the same team. You know, you've been grinding for the first half of the year. Now you get into the second half, and this was a whole new coaching staff. And so we're really going to start to see what this coaching staff is able to put together with this team.
Tommy Specht now in the left-handed batter's box for the Wood Ducks. Looks at a fastball high and away. It's 1-0. Runner on first. 1-0 the score for the Sox. Two gone here in the top of the third. 1-0 to Specht. Runner goes. Pitch misses outside. Throw down to second. Not even close to in time. Cutter Coffey jumps up into the air to grab it, but by the time he tried to apply a tag, Cauley was well on the base, so a stolen bag for Cam Cauley to put a runner in scoring position. A lot of speed on the base pass for both teams in
yes,
this series.
Very much so.
1-1 to Specht. Misses way away. Slipped out of the hand of Noah Dean. Got away from Montero. And a free bag for Cauley. He's now just 90 feet away from tying this game. 2-1 now the count.
So this is where you're truly going to be able to see how good some of these pitchers are at this level. Is in these kind of situations, you got two outs. You got runner on third. And now you're behind in the count. And so now it's going to be about how are you going to work out of this.
Two balls and a strike. Massive couple of pitches coming up. The 2-1. Check swing. Misses just upstairs. An appeal on the check swing. And they'll say no go. Three balls and a strike. Your officiating crew tonight. First, though, the 3-1. Dancing down the left field line is Cauley. And it's a five-pitch walk, rather. So runners on the corners. Back-to-back walks from Noah Dean.
It's a tough pitch to take.
Now we have a pitcher, Ian Miller.
Yeah, kudos to Speck on that one. Very hard pitch to lay off. That was a pitch that many of them were swinging at. Starting to get a little bit more disciplined out there.
John Forster behind home plate. Travis Roberson in the field tonight. First pitch to Ian Moeller, called strike. Just outside, and the count now 0-1. Runners on first and third, two gone. 1-0 the lead for the Red Sox here in the top of the third. Lefty on righty matchup. 0-1 pitch to the catcher Moeller. High and in on a fastball, and it's 1-1. Moeller batting 173, three homers, 15 RBIs. First time around tonight, he was able to work a walk. A walk here would load the bases. 1-1 on the way. Here's a swing and a line drive out to left field. This ball's going to get down just in front of the warning track to score a run. Rounding third is Specht. He's heading home. And the Down East Wood Ducks have taken a 2-1 lead. On a 2-RBI double with two gone here in the top of the third off the barrel of Ian Moeller.
Yeah, tough pitch. Just left that one right in the zone. And now it's going to be about how you're going to be able to get out of this small jam that you're in now. You know, runner on second. Now it's going to be, you know, you gave up the hit to give up the lead, but now you have to get out of this inning without any more damage.
Brings in the Canadian in Connor Piotto, batting 358, the hottest bat of any Wood Duck. 0-for-1 today, the first pitch. This is just outside at 90 on the gun. It's 1-0. Yeah, all of a sudden the wheels falling apart after five strikeouts, striking out the side back in the second. That was the first hit for Down East tonight, and it goes for two runs on a two-bagger. 1-0 to Piotto. Here's a swing and a hard hit ground ball up the middle. Scooped up by Cutter Coffey. Fired a first in time. 6-3 put out ends the inning, but the damage is done. Down East takes a 2-1 lead in the top of the third. Home half coming up after this in Salem. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the third on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. On a cloudy night for baseball, 2-1 your score. The Downeast Ducks put up a two spot in the top of this inning. Salem scored one. That was back in the bottom of the first. Still Brian Mendoza on the hill, the lefty, wearing those camouflage uniforms. What do you think of those?
I'm personally not a huge fan of them.
Really?
I saw them up close and personal. I think they look better from a distance than they do up close.
Yeah.
I see the concept they were going for. I'm not a huge fan of the numbers on the back and the lettering on the front.
Okay, that's fair. I like them. But I agree from a distance. Here's Albert Feliz looking at a called strike on the inside corner at 91, and it's 0-1. Oh, a big week last week for Big Al. Had his first homer. Ball misses outside, 77-mile-an-hour breaking ball, and it's 1-1. Smashed one over the left field wall, and Steven, we've talked about this. In BP, this is the guy. 1-1, roped out to left field, down for a base hit over the head of Cauley. And pumping the brakes is Albert Feliz with a loud single to lead off here in the bottom of the third.
With Feliz, it's all about bat speed and his contact. He's been able to make a solid contact on a lot of the pitches. I think the batting average does not display the talent that Albert Feliz does have.
100%. Has the true frame of a power hitter, and once that bat ends up coming around, he could have a seriously productive career. Here's Juan Montero looking at a ball upstairs. 91-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-0. Batting just 195, three RBIs. Gets to play every fourth day, you'd say?
Yeah, about twice a week.
Yeah. The 1-0. Flares one out foul into the seats in right.
A lot of solid catchers on this team.
Yes.
Yerberto has been playing a lot of first base this season.
Yep.
But he's a catcher. You know, Juan Montero has been in the mix a little bit. And then, of course, you got Ender Solera. He's been pretty solid since coming up.
He's the day-to-day catcher. 1-1 to Montero. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball right by him upstairs. 1-2.
Now, the thing about Montero is that as far as a player, you're not really focused solely on his bat, but his defense as a catcher is fairly good.
Yes. Had his whole family in town last week. Got a hit for him in the Sunday game against the Shorebirds. Here's the 1-2. Fouled away.
Yeah, speaking of his family, so he was saying they're from Puerto Rico, but he was saying that it took three planes for them to get from Puerto Rico to Salem, Virginia.
Wow. Three planes.
Three planes.
That's a lot of travel. 1-2 to Montero. Low and away. Change up misses. 2-2.
It's nice to see that his family was able to travel up. A lot of these guys from Dominican,
yep,
from Venezuela. So it was nice to see his family be able to travel and see him for the weekend.
2-2, flown out center field. Going back is Blackman, stopping about 15 feet in front of the track. Camps out to make the catch for out number one. Feliz retreats back to first base. And we go back to the top of the order with Lil Poppy, Juan Chacon, stepping in. Well, he came into a game last week in game number 4 of the series, 0 for his last 20. And then when he was 0 for his last 21, ended up with a hit, and the night ended up being great because it just felt like Lil Poppy was back after he smashed a 2-RBI triple.
Yes, super nice guy in real life as well. Definitely one of those players that is a great locker room guy.
Yes. Couldn't believe this. This had me absolutely speechless about Juan Chacon as he fouls away the first pitch. He has a poster and playing card of every single one of his teammates autographed and hung up in his locker. Not a single person left out. And they wrote messages to him and signed them. Guys that are already up in Greenville now, like Roman Anthony. as he waves and misses on the 0-1, a high fastball, 0-2. I mean, what kind of a guy loves their teammates that much? And when I asked him why, he said, I love my teammates, that they do that. You don't see that. That is not an everyday thing.
No, this is...
He's a special person.
Oh, 100%.
0-2. Fouled away. High foul into right.
Here's the thing that I guess a lot of the fans and everything like that, when you're coming from the Dominican, like, they don't have their family that comes with them. And so these guys become their family.
Yeah.
You know, not only are they their friends, but they're their family at the same time.
Yep. 0-2 to Chacon. Here's a little chopper, trickles foul down the left field line. And we'll do the 0-2 once again. Albert Feliz on first, the DH. Led off the inning with a single. Smoked one out into left field. Montero was retired. And with the top of the order, we have Juan Chacon. Do up Cutter Coffee and Luis Ravello.
And to go back to the family thing, I was just talking to Felix Cepeda yesterday. He has a 3-year-old back in the Dominican. You know, I was talking to Albert Feliz as well. He has a wife that he just married last year back in the Dominican. So, you know, like I said, these guys are their family at the end of the day.
0-2, fouled back to the backstop. Well, and Liam Carroll, manager of the Salem Red Sox, when I asked him, how does last week happen? How do you win 5 out of 7? Because that's not easy to do.
No.
How do you catch heat like that? And he said, these guys just love each other. I mean, this is a team that is really gelled, and they've gotten close. No balls, 2 strikes. The pitch to Lil Poppy. Foul tip back to the netting again, and Juan Chacon staying alive here in this elongated at-bat. Yet to see a ball. He's looked at a strike or he's fouled it away. One gone, 2-1 your score. Down east on top of Salem here in the bottom of the third. Little Poppy still looking for that first home run in 2023. 0-2 to Chacon. Misses upstairs on a fastball at 93, and it's 1-2.
I was talking to one of the video assistants, Steven, with the Red Sox, and he was saying that I was going over their players' advanced metrics, plus speed, plus contact for Juan Chacon so far this year.
1-2. Here's a swing and a blooper out into right. Has a chance to drop, but catching it on the run is Specht with Felix retreating back to first, and there are 2 gone here in the bottom of the third.
Yeah, one of those hits just unfortunately comes off the bat and not able to drop, but still a solid at-bat nonetheless. Being able to foul off all those pitches, you increase that pitch count a little bit on the pitcher.
Brings up Cutter Coffee. Playing at short tonight, played second on Sunday, back in his normal spot at the 6. Called strike on a breaking ball at the knees, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, usually a shortstop, third baseman. Every once in a while, we'll move over to second, but primarily shortstop and third base.
Coffee has tripled already tonight, the 0-1. Pitch misses high, 1-1.
That triple, his first career triple.
Wow.
Not a lot of speed for Cutter Coffee, but got it out there in center field and the center field gap and was able to sprint around stand-up triple as well.
Yes. 1-1. Misses low and in. 86 on the gun, and it's 2 balls and a strike to Cutter Coffee. The one-time Texas Longhorn commit chose instead to go the pro route. Second-round draft pick. Multi-million dollar signing bonus to the young prospect. 2 balls and a strike, runner on first, the pitch. Here's a swing and a fly ball out to right field. Going back is Specht, and he stops to make the catch. About 5 feet in front of the warning track out in right field to end the inning. Red Sox get a hit, can't do anything with it. They trail 2-1 as we go to the top of the fourth here in Salem. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the fourth on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox trail the Down East Wood Ducks 2-1 as we go to the top of the fourth. I'm Giovanni Heather. Tyler Katz going to be taking you through the middle innings on the play-by-play. Stephen Langdon going to hop back on the mic as well. TK, take it away.
Appreciate it. Gio is Down East leading 2-1, the top team in the Carolina League. And back out for his fourth inning of work, Noah Dean to take on Angel Aponte, a batter in which he struck out looking at his lone at-bat so far. Steven, I know you were talking about how Noah Dean was a reliever in college and struggled and starting to get into the third and fourth inning. A two spot for Down East, but only one hit so far. After the first pitch to Angel Aponte, it's inside and low for ball one. What did you see from him last inning, and what are you looking for in this inning?
Yeah, location started to go a little bit, I noticed. So being able to find that location back that he had in the first couple innings would be key to his success here.
Well, he finds a strike at 81 miles per hour to Aponte. It's a ball and a strike to the left fielder. And a 1-1 swing and a foul ball. So a bit more about your background, making your way here to Salem. What were kind of the stepping stones leading you from college to here with the Red Sox?
Yeah, so I did my internship back in 2021 with the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders, the AAA of the New York Yankees. After the season, was job searching, got the opportunity here in Salem, and ever since then, this is now my second season down here with the Red Sox. Quite enjoyable so far.
1-2 delivery is just fouled back into the screen.
I know last year we were able to see a lot. I was able to see a lot of top prospects here with the Red Sox. Being able to see Marcelo come up a little bit. Nico Cavadas and Blaze Jordan were the huge ones. So
foul ball will hook back, 1-2. Hits off the windows.
But this team is, I feel like I'm having more fun with this team. I'm kind of a little bit more involved, I would say. Being able to like talk to players and everything like that this year. But it's been a fun and enjoyable time. Like I said, the players this year have been very fun to hang around with.
Two is hit into right field. It's a base hit. Thought about two, but stopping is Angel Aponte. It's a leadoff base hit. So we often talk about some of the characters in the clubhouse up here who have been some of the bigger personalities that you've seen with this team so far.
Funny enough, one of them was I was able to hang out with some of the players yesterday on their off day. Luis De La Rosa is one of the
All good.
Crew in there was not wanting to turn down the music a little bit. Thought I would have to get out of here and go tell him so. But
oh, pickoff. Got him stealing. Aponte heading down to second. The throw is way too late. And in there at second base, they had him picked off, but Aponte takes second base Lionel James just didn't throw the baseball for quite some time, and it allows him to be safe at second base.
Yeah, that's some of the little stuff that they need to work on this year. Going forward is just the situational stuff. It's a small situational stuff that can go a long way. Unfortunately, not able to get him there.
Ball high and away to Griffin Chaney. He was another backwards K victim of Noah Dean.
To go back to your question, though, Luis De La Rosa, the pitcher who's started a couple games, mainly comes out the bullpen, definitely one of the biggest characters on the team, I would say. A lot of fun to hang around with.
And a pickup back to second trickles into center field, but staying still at second is Aponte. So not the cleanest inning trying to keep Aponte on his designated base, but it just ends with him at second base. He's only the second hit for the Wood Ducks so far.
Yeah, it hasn't been hits that really have killed Noah Dean. It's just the couple of walks that he's had. There have been a couple of big ones.
It's a 1-0 count to Griffin Chaney. He has a big swing and a miss for strike number one. So some of your other responsibilities besides being video production, as I know you do a lot with the video board and a lot more behind the scenes than a lot of people would typically realize, and just what are some of those roles that you have that maybe a lot of people don't get to see in their day-to-day operations or when they come out to the ballpark as a ball will miss high?
Yeah, so one of the main things is every single morning just checking in with Liam and the coaching staff to make sure they have the necessary rosters, see if there's any roster moves that have to be made. So just small things like that. Oh, my gosh.
A high, deep, crushing ball. Is it foul? It is. A very loud strike number two.
That would have been a bomb. But, no, just some of the things such as, making sure that the rosters are all good. And then another one of my things is running the website. That was one of the jobs that I never thought I would have working in minor league baseball, but I was able to learn the website, and now I'm able to do stuff along the lines of those, posting stories, and if we have a promo night, then making sure that's up on the website, and yeah.
2-2 will miss low for a full count for ball number three. And it is, correct me if I'm wrong, you're part of the crew that makes the hype videos before the ninth inning and
yes.
Pregame?
Yes, so myself and my assistant, Will Howe, he is currently going to be a junior at Virginia Tech.
Runner goes on a ball low. It is a stolen base for Aponte, his second of the game and second of the season, as Chaney will get the fifth walk issued by Noah Dean. Runners at the corners for JoJo Blackman.
But myself and Will, we put together all the videos that you would see on the big board as far as our player content. We're also in charge of making sure that everything on the video board you see and everything that you hear in the ballpark, we're in charge of all that kind of stuff as well. So like you said, everything that you see and hear in the ballpark is kind of part of my responsibility.
Ball will miss down low for Blackman, 1-0 count. So what would you say when you come to work every day is the best part of your job?
Best part about my job is being able to interact with so many different people, from the players to the coaches, and then guys like you as well.
Well, thank you. Ball downstairs for ball two.
You get to – because the one thing is that I have – I don't even know how many people – I have as far as employees up here in the press box, but it's not just me that's making sure all this stuff works. It's mostly my employees. They're the people I rely upon.
Uh-oh, 2-0 is cracked over to right field. It's deep. It's over the wall. Crushed out of here. Fourth home run of the season for JoJo Blackman. It's 5-1 Wood Ducks. And what a shot from Blackman over the right field wall. In this park, there aren't a lot of no-doubters. That was one of them.
That was blown to shreds. That ball was long gone as soon as the ball was hit.
everyone just looked behind and knew exactly where it was going.
Well, it's almost like a brand new inning for the Wood Ducks. Nobody on, nobody out. And I think I heard the first pitch is lifted high over to left field. Alexis Hernandez towards the foul line will reach up and make the catch for the first out of the inning. But I think I heard Gio mention just a second ago, kind of a whisper. He wanted me to ask if you had a favorite between me and him.
I do not play favorites.
All right, okay. Well, it's 5-1 Wood Ducks, a three spot here in the fourth.
I know Gio wants me to pick him, but at the end of the day, I do not have any favorites.
Well, that's good to hear. Andres Mesa ground out his last time up. We'll take a first pitch ball.
Bullpen's starting to get a little loose now for the Salem Red Sox. It looks like Johnny Felix, number 21, looks to be warming up.
Swing and a miss for Denver Cueva. He's struck out twice so far today. One looking, one swinging. And that home run for JoJo Blackman, 424 feet over the right field wall. Swing and a miss by Cueva makes it a 1-2 count.
And this is the stuff that Dean is going to have to work on, is if they're going to have him be a starter, then he needs to just work on it's mostly just that stamina.
A swing and a hit towards center field. It's going to be a bloop single for Daniel Cueva. First base hit of the day for Cueva. Now, you talk about having to make sure that the roster is correct as Cameron Cauley will step in. We just had a roster move announced earlier today with Bradley Blaylock coming up. Can you give us a little bit of insight on who is coming up from the Florida Complex League as Liam Carroll will come out to take the ball from Noah Dean and his day is done?
Yes, yeah, so we are about to get a new pitcher. Name slips my mind. I'm still learning everyone's name. Yordani. That's right. Yordani. So he's going to be coming up from the Florida Complex League. He was an international free agent signing in 2020. And has been in the Florida Complex for the last 2 years. I believe last year was his first full year in the Florida Complex. Struggled a little bit, but through three starts this year, 15 innings pitched, he has a 1.2 ERA.
Now, you called it, you saw him warming up in the bullpen a little bit earlier. Johnny Felix, have you, A, had any personal interactions with him? I know you're around the clubhouse a lot. And B, what are you looking at of this outing from him?
Yeah, so Johnny Felix, originally from the Dominican Republic, but during the offseason lives in Boston. He's lived in Boston the last couple years during the offseason, as far as I know. But the one thing about Johnny Felix is that he started out the season very strong. Now, the one thing about him is that he struggles a little bit with his location. He has the repertoire, but I just think that he needs to work on location just a little bit. And, you know, one of those guys that he's a very just genuinely nice guy. But if he's able to work on the little things, could go fairly far.
Johnny Felix, he last appeared in the Delmarva series back on the 13th, 1 week ago. So back on last Tuesday, pitched 2 1/3, allowed 3 hits and 2 runs. In his last 3 outings, has allowed a run in each of those 3 outings. So trying to work on getting better against one of the best teams in the Carolina League in the Down East Wood Ducks.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about the Wood Ducks is that they're a Texas Rangers organization, but if you look at their top 30 prospects, only 3 are here. And so it's definitely one of those teams that, you know, it's not the big stars, but it's an overall just team effort.
First pitch to Cameron Cauley is in there for a strike. Well, you take a look at those 3 who are on this team. Brock Porter, the pitcher, 5th overall prospect in the Rangers organization. Jason Morabell just got called up as a balk is called on one of the first pitches from Johnny Felix as Daniel Cueva will advance to second base. And then later Figueroa, the 18th overall prospect for Texas, is on this team as well. So
Brock Porter, you're going to see him this coming Friday, the first day of the second half.
Wood Ducks, it's a called strike to Cauley. Winners of the first half of the season have already clinched it. They're 3.5 games ahead of the second-place team, Carolina Mudcats. Looking for a strong start in the second half, too. The 0-2 swung on and missed, and the first batter that Johnny Felix faces will go down on strikes. Brings up Tommy Specht.
Yeah, so Johnny Felix throws mid to low highs, I would say. You know, anywhere from like 93 to the 96 range, he can probably peak at.
First pitch called strike to Tommy Specht as the throwback to Felix slightly gets away as we're back onto the mound with a 0-1 count. Well, I was talking to Gio earlier, or last week, about how these games are still super important as the 0-1 gets away from Montero, can't find it, advancing is Daniel Cueva. But if Down East wins the second half, these wins and losses for Salem count the same in September as they do now. So even though Down East has locked up the first half, these games are still important for the rest of the Carolina League North. Runner at third for Down East. The 1-1 cracked over towards left. Hernandez underneath it. Camps under it for the catch for the third out of the inning. Three runs will score off a three-run, no doubt home run from JoJo Blackman. It's 5-1 Down East as we head to the bottom of the fourth on MILB TV.
Avengers!
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back to the bottom of the fourth. The Red Sox looking to rally, winners of four in a row, looking to make it five, but a bit of work to do through the remaining six innings that the Red Sox have to bat in. It's Luis Ravello, Yostinson Garcia, and Abram Liendo set to lead off the Red Sox fourth with Ravello leading things off. He's 0-for-0 today with a sacrifice fly to right field. And time called prior to the inning beginning. Gio and I were talking about it at the beginning of the inning as we're still in the booth with video production manager of the Salem Red Sox and Stephen Langton as a ground ball over to short, picked up by Cauley, throwing to first in time. Luis Ravello retired here in the fourth. But what are your thoughts on these camo uniforms for Down East?
Yes, I was telling Gio about it, actually. So I think they look better from a distance, but up close, I'm not a huge fan. I think they need an outline or something like that around the lettering to make it look better. It kind of reminds me of like a BP top. to be honest. But, like, the numbers and everything like that, like I said, a little outline around the numbers would make that jersey pop.
0-1 on a called strike, a swing and a miss for strike two to Garcia, the right fielder. And quickly down on the count, 0-2 to Ryan Mendoza in his first start of the season. Working down his ERA quickly, three swings for Yostinson Garcia. He goes down on strikes, as it is the second strikeout of the game for Brian Mendoza. Both of them have come against Yostinson Garcia, as it brings up Abram Liendo. He tried to get a bunt single back in the second and was unsuccessful. Ground ball heading over to third, picked up by Mesa. The throw across the diamond and a quick 1-2-3 inning. Steven, any final thoughts here on the broadcast?
No, that's it. Thank you for having me on, and look forward to possibly doing this more in the future.
Yeah, for sure. We'll have you on later in the season, for sure. Well, thanks for coming on for the last couple of innings. Five runs have scored while you've been on for the Wood Ducks. Red Sox trying to cut into the deficit when we come back on MILB TV.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a nine-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the fifth inning about to get underway. Down East has looked really, really solid so far, especially in the last couple frames against Noah Dean, as we welcome back in my broadcast partner and color analyst for the next three innings, Giovanni Heater. Gio, welcome back.
Yeah, good to be back. It was fun to see Steven get on the mic, though. Our boss, best boss in the world. Couldn't ask for a better guy to run the show.
Ian Moeller leads the show off. Here in the fifth, he takes the first pitch for a called strike from Johnny Felix. Well, Steven certainly had some information that was interesting. I personally didn't know that Johnny Felix lives in Boston in the offseason. Swing and a foul ball, hooks back into the screen, strike two. So it's an 0-2 count to the second baseman, or to me, the catcher, Ian Moeller, who hit a two-bagger his last time up, a two RBI double to get him up to 17. So, Gio, you were here in the booth. What a shot by JoJo Blackman in the top of the fourth. Foul ball keeps it 0-2.
Smoked it over the right field wall, 424. An absolute bomb, and that was a no-doubter off the bat. You could tell pretty much right away that she was gone.
Ian Moeller out of Willert Catholic High School. Called strike three for Moeller. Strikeout looking for Johnny Felix. His second strikeout so far, and the fifth strikeout looking overall as a team for Salem. One gone here in the top of the fifth as it brings up Connor Piatto. The Mississauga, Ontario, Canada native. First pitch swinging for strike number one. I like to call Mississauga Canada's version of Mississippi. Just very complicated to spell and very unnecessarily long. Here comes the 0-1 to Piatto. Rounded over to first, picked up by James, who will step on the bag himself. Two quick outs here in the top of the fifth as it brings up Angel Aponte.
Yeah, that smacked right off the glove of Lionel James, and he had to kind of, he bobbled it, but he grabbed it with the mitt once again, and no problem with it.
Aponte, 1-for-2 in his first game at the single-A level this season. Native to Acumare del Toy, Venezuela. Called strike downstairs for strike one, 92 mile per hour fastball from Felix. 23-year-old outfielder in Aponte. The 0-1 called a strike. Played for Down East back in 2021, batting 247 in 48 games. Played all of last season in Hickory. Spent all of this season so far in Hickory as well. Called a strike, tagged out by the catcher in Montero. It's the third strikeout for Johnny Felix on a 2 unassisted to record the putout. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Mid five, it's 5-1 Wood Ducks. Red Sox trying to cut into the deficit when we come back on MILB TV.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a 9-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6.05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6.05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 6-7-8 portion of the batting order due up for Salem. Alexis Hernandez, Lionel James, Albert Feliz. First pitch from Mendoza in there for a called strike. Ryan Mendoza in his fifth inning of work has worked his ERA down nearly a full point. 0-1 upstairs, one ball, one strike. Entered today with a 4.50 ERA. He's now down to a 3.60 ERA. 1-1 delivery cracked over towards right field and hooking foul.
Sox are going to need Alexis Hernandez to kind of pick up where he left off, and going to need somebody to get hot here. Why not him?
Well, as a penalty for being so early in the season, his .556 batting average with just one at-bat has sunk to .500. Grounded out to short his last time up on a hard-hit ball. The 1-2 fouled off. And this will hook into the seats for strike number two. Well, Mendoza has looked really good, and pitching has been the name of the game for Down East. That's where they really excel. The native to Isla de Margarita, Venezuela. Foul ball will hook out of play towards the Down East bullpen.
Just late on these. Just late.
Well, a left-handed pitcher against a right-handed batter in Alexis Hernandez. This season has had four appearances, six innings pitched, has been a reliever in all four, getting his first start at this level. Ball will miss high, 2-2. Started last season for the ACL Rangers and the Dominican Summer League Rangers. Foul ball back into the seats. Will hit off the railing where a fan was waiting, couldn't make the play as it ricochets back up into the seats. I'm just wondering when we're going to get a foul ball up in our booth. 2-2 down low. Hernandez with a good eye. Former pitcher has worked a full count against Mendoza. Ball high and a left. Alexis Hernandez has drawn a leadoff walk. First walk issued by Brian Mendoza today. And Gio, this could be a big inning for the Red Sox with their leadoff man aboard.
That was a really quality at bat, too. I mean, he had to work that thing the whole way through, and this is going to be the day here for Mendoza.
Acting manager Nick Jansen, Carlos Maldonado, did not make the trip with the team, so instead it is development coach Nick Jansen, who is the acting manager for the Down East Wood Ducks. Personally, you know, development coach, you have a hitting coach and a pitching coach. Instead, going with development coach Nick Jansen, who will be the manager for the week. Coming out of the bullpen is Jacob Matone. He is a right-handed arm from Springfield, Illinois. Attended Coastal Carolina and then was signed on with the Texas Rangers as a undrafted free agent. So Matone, he was drafted back in 2018 out of high school in the 39th round by the Seattle Mariners, decided not to go, instead attended Coastal Carolina, where he earned his degree in economics last May. Matone appeared in a team-high 25 games out of the bullpen last year for the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina, moved from a starter to the bullpen as well, and struck out 30 batters over 29 innings pitched for Coastal in the last collegiate season. So the former Chanticleer turned Wood Duck and hopes to soon be a Texas Ranger one day in the future, as the rain has suddenly started spitting down onto the field, as heavy as we've seen it today. We're seeing some hoods go over heads here to keep a few fans dry. Runner goes, throw down from second base, slightly gets away, and on the bag is Alexis Hernandez. Another stolen base, showing off that speed yet again.
Did it a lot in the last series when he had the opportunities to. Does it again here. And everyone taking cover.
We'll see how much rain the umpires need to see before we get a delay. 0-1 fouled off. And yeah, everyone is going to the concourse. Only a few fans are sticking it out.
Well, we knew this was kind of inevitable, right?
Yeah, it is coming down. You can't see it on your television screen if you're watching, but I can tell you it is spitting rain. It's an 0-2 to Lionel James. The pitch lifted in the air towards left. Aponte fights through the raindrops to make the catch. Hopefully we don't get too much and avoid a delay, but yeah, everyone taking cover. A couple umbrellas and a couple fans saying, ah, it's just water, what could it hurt, and are sticking it out in their seats. Brings up Albert Feliz. He is 1-for-1 today, singled back in the third to lead off the inning. Runner at second with one out. First pitch fouled off. Rain is slightly lightened up from where it was, and now it's really lightening up. So maybe just a brief spurt of heavy downfall. And now it doesn't look like there's anything coming down at all. The 0-1 fouled off.
Tyler, you're a meteorology minor. Is it going to rain again tonight?
I mean, I could not tell you. I don't have any of my tools, charts, or graphs in front of me.
Ah.
But this is a very Florida-esque storm where it just kind of starts, goes for 2 minutes, and then stops. 0-2. Downstairs, ball one. Typically, when you're in a valley like this, as we're here in the Roanoke Valley, rain will stop and stay in an area for a long time, and that didn't. It was a very quick spurt, which is very unusual for this region of the country. A 1-2 delivery to Feliz downstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Hernandez stands at second base. Your score here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Down East 5, Salem 1. Jacob Matan in for relief of Brian Mendoza. 2-2 delivery. Called strike 3. Feliz knew it. Turns around and heads back to the dugout. First two batters to face Jacob Matan go down. A flyout for Lionel James. Strikeout looking for Albert Feliz. And it's now down to Juan Montero to try to drive in Alexis Hernandez from second.
Yeah, got to try and get one here, right? Have a runner in scoring position with, at that point when he was aboard, nobody out.
First pitch called for strike 1. Upstairs right at the letters. It's an 0-1 count with two outs. One to Montero, big cut and miss. Trying to pull up images of the radar from the area to see if we're set for it to stop anytime soon. 1 second pitch from Matani, gets it off. Called strike 3 to Juan Montero. Back-to-back strikeouts looking against Salem. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base after the Alexis Hernandez walk. We will head to the sixth inning with the Wood Ducks leading 5-1 here on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
The salute to service finishing up here in Salem. A tradition here with the designated chair for those lost overseas serving for our country. Always a great time here at the ballpark on the salute to service. As in for the top of the sixth inning, bottom of the order, Griffin Chaney, JoJo Blackman, and Andres Mesa. Well, I am currently looking at the radar images, and these radar images from local Roanoke News, WSLS, saying that this is a decent pocket of rain. A swing and a hard hit ball foul. And it looks to be that it's going to continue to be spotty showers for at least the next 20 minutes or so. The good news is the big cell of rain, which is centered around Greensboro, is for the most part going to miss Salem, so we should be able to have a mostly dry ball game. The 0-1 skips in the dirt, one ball, one strike.
The rain did not stop intramural softball last night, Tyler.
It did not. It was a little scary for an injury. Home plate was a mud puddle. So 1-1 ripped down the left field line. That's a fair ball all the way to the wall. Dug out by Hernandez. Chaney heading for second base. He will get in there with a leadoff stand-up double. A two-bagger for the Wood Ducks and Griffin Chaney as it brings up JoJo Blackman.
Yeah, you got to hold that one. Rip that one on a liner. Off the wall and left. Pretty good throw in there by Hernandez, I will say. Picked it up off the wall barehanded, too.
So Chaney with a double. JoJo Blackman launched a three-run home run over the right field wall. Runner goes, late bunt down. The throw down to third base. Did he get him? He did. Griffin Chaney caught stealing on what was supposed to be a hit and run on a bunt attempt for JoJo Blackman. He missed the ball with his bat, and it just left Chaney out to dry, one gone.
Heck of a throw down by Montero. To diagnose the situation, get him. Beautiful tag applied by Abram Liendo. That's how it's done.
Taking a look at the replay in just a second as the 0-1 will skip into the dirt for ball one. It's a 1-1 count to JoJo Blackman, who's now been given permission to swing away. But was out by a mile. Great throw from Montero. Liendo was ready for it, the third baseman. One-one. High hit ball, center field. Chacon has a read. He'll reach up, stroll over, and nearly lost it, but into the glove as he strolls over to his left to make the catch.
This is massive here, and that throw out was massive too, because that probably would have scored a run on a sac fly.
Yeah, more than likely than not, that would have been deep enough. Chacon, a decent arm, but not strong enough to make that throw within a runner running 90 feet from third to home. It brings up the bottom of the order for Andres Mesa. First pitch called is in there for a strike. It's an 0-1 count. 0-2 today with a ground out and a fly out. Miss downstairs, one ball, one strike. Well, you know, you don't think about it much because it is June, but here in the Roanoke Valley, it is technically election day. Some primaries for some races going on in November, but it is technically election day. Polls have closed, so unfortunately, if you're thinking about voting in the primary and you're from the Roanoke area, Roanoke-Salem area, it's a bit too late. Ball two will make it a 2-1 count. The pitch inside for ball three. Three-one count. Big pitch here for Johnny Felix. Andres Mesa outside for ball four. It gets away, and Mesa's taken off for first. Thinking about two, but he'll stay at first. So a walk surrendered, the first by Johnny Felix. Back to the top of the order for Daniel Cueva. First pitch swing and fouled off down the third base side, strike one. The Wood Ducks have looked really good so far, but it's been two swings of the bat to get them to their five runs today. 0-1, runner goes back up the middle, diving glove by Coffey, couldn't get there, it rolls into center. Taking third is Andres Mesa. Runners at the corners with two away for Cameron Cauley. Second hit of the night for Daniel Cueva. Cam Cauley is 0-2 with a ground out, strikeout, and a walk. Big spot here for the Wood Ducks. First pitch called a strike. Wood Ducks are trying to strike for their third inning out of the last four. scored in the third and in the fourth. But just off two swings of the bat, a two RBI double from Ian Moeller, a three-run home run from JoJo Blackman. Ball will miss outside, one ball, one strike. First and only trip to Salem this season for Down East. Salem will make the return trip in late July. High and tight. Having to duck out of the way was Cauley. It's a 2-1 count. Runner 90 feet away is Andres Mesa. Runner at first, Daniel Cueva. Cameron Cauley with a 2-1 count. Pitch fouled off. Off the press box windows and ricochets back into the crowd. Well, most of the crowd has realized that the rain has stopped and has returned to their ticketed seat. Two, two. Ball downstairs, check swing, appeal down, no swing. Umpires today, the first time that we've seen them at Salem Memorial Ballpark. John Forster, the home plate umpire. Travis Roberson is the man in the field. 3-2 count, two outs. We expect to see Cueva take off for second base as soon as Felix lifts the leg, with Mesa taking a short lead off of third. Pick off back to first base, but in safely is Cueva. Felix knows that he's going to be taken off the second he goes to deliver the pitch. Full count to Cameron Cauley, 5-1 Wood Duck lead. Payoff pitch, runner goes, ball four downstairs. That loads the bases for the three-hole batter, Tommy Specht, and not really a guy you want to load the bases for.
Yeah, doing it with two walks, too.
And Jason Blanton will come out to have a talk with Johnny Felix. It is the second walk surrendered of the inning for Johnny Felix. Daniel Cueva advances up to second base on the play. Tommy Specht this season, 288 batter, 5 RBIs, no home runs despite a decent sample size. Take a look at the splits, has only had one at-bat this season with the bases loaded. Where he did strike out. However, that strikeout was enough to get the ball away and scored a run for Down East earlier in the season. Or excuse me, my apologies. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI and a strikeout. Misread my card. So 1-for-2, batting .500 with the bases loaded on a small sample size is Tommy Specht. Back up the middle towards Ravello. Diving glove can't get there. In to score is Mesa. Right behind him is Danny Cueva. The throw will go to third. It's a 2-RBI single for Tommy Specht. It's Down East 7, Salem 1. And again, a multi-RBI base hit for the Wood Ducks, showing why they're so good in the Carolina League, why they won the first half. I mean, this is a really good Wood Duck team taking on Salem. Runners at the corners, nobody out, or excuse me, two outs will bring up Ian Moeller. My apologies. Ball upstairs will make it ball one. It's another multi-run inning for Down East, putting up two so far with the potential for more. 1-0, too far outside is ball two. Two balls, no strikes, two outs, bottom of the sixth inning here in Salem. Top of the sixth inning. Man, I just cannot talk today.
It happens.
2-0, big swing and miss for strike one. Ian Moeller still ahead in the count, 2-1. down east here for six games. Like Salem, they're coming off a seven-game home series. 2-1. Called strike. 2-2 count. Unlike Salem, their game went to the deciding Game 7 to determine who won that series, and it went to Kannapolis taking the series over down east 4-3. Called strike 3 on the inside part of the plate. Fourth strikeout for Johnny Felix. However, the damage is done here in the sixth. Two runs will score off of three base hits, no errors, two runners left on base, four down east. Bottom six coming up. It's a big deficit for Salem. Top of the order due up when we come back on MILB TV.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a nine-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom six. Salem has not scored since the first inning on a sac fly by Luis Ravello following a Cutter Coffee triple. Gio, the Salem offense has been clicking all week. What's been going on today?
You know, I think it's good pitching is what's stifling them right now. I mean, more than anything, that's kind of what you have to tip your cap to sometimes. Sometimes the bats aren't there. It's tough. You have an off day. You'd think one day wouldn't kill momentum, but, you know, it does.
First pitch outside to Juan Chacon. It is the top of the order. Top of the order led off the inning just once back in the first inning. Swing and a miss by Chacon, 1-1 count. That's when Salem struck for its lone run so far when Cutter Coffee tripled. Today, Chacon is 0-2 with a ground out and a fly out. 1-1 fouled off. Out of play down the first base side. Well, the College World Series is back underway today. After a couple of eliminations the other day. Ball comes too far inside.
Tennessee won yesterday.
Tennessee currently playing in the top of the sixth inning, trailing to fifth-seeded LSU 2-0.
SEC matchup.
2-0s fouled off down the right field line. Chacon stays alive in the at-bat. 2-2 count.
Got Coffee on deck. I mean, he tripled back in the first. See if he can kind of pick things up a little bit.
The 2-2 delivery. Flared over towards right, hooking foul and landing foul. Now, unfortunately, in my opinion, one of the fan favorites, Oral Roberts, eliminated earlier today with a 6-1 loss to TCU.
I'm sure Caleb Bolden is okay with that.
TCU will advance to take on the Florida Gators tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Caleb Bolden, the former TCU Horned Frog for 1 year before
former
going pro.
Brother.
Yep. 4 years at Arkansas.
Fouled off. Just in front of home plate, Chacon is battling in this at-bat. That's the seventh pitch of the at-bat. We'll see pitch number eight.
It was a Big 12 regular season champ at TCU that last year.
Well, TCU, here's what they need to do tomorrow. At 2 o'clock, they play the Florida Gators. Foul ball will hook out of play. That's the eighth pitch of the at-bat. We'll see pitch number nine. They need to beat Florida tomorrow at 2 to stay alive. Should they do so, they'll play at 2 o'clock on June 22nd, so that is Thursday. If they beat Florida back-to-back, they're in the College World Series finals. We'll pause on that thought because Juan Chacon is now fouled off the ninth pitch of the at-bat. We are officially in a pitcher-hitter battle between Chacon and Matan. Chacon waits and hammers it towards center field. Blackman goes and will find it in the outfield. Crack off the bat seemed to go towards the warning track, but it dies just prior to that. A fly out to center field as Matan will win the battle. Brings up the 1-for-2 Cutter Coffee. But back to the College World Series. Currently taking place in that game between LSU and Tennessee, called strike on the outside part of the plate. The winner of that game will go to take on Wake Forest tomorrow at 7 o'clock at night. Foul ball down the left field line, strike two. It's an 0-2 count to Coffee. The loser of this game between Tennessee and LSU, out, done. Their season is over. And for LSU, having arguably the greatest pitcher to come out of a college program since Steven Strasburg in Paul Skeens. Back up the middle for Cutter Coffee. He has his second hit of the day. Skeens is not pitching in this game against Tennessee.
Where did Strasburg play?
Hold on that thought as Luis Ravello will step into the batter's box. Luis Ravello today is 0-for-1 with an RBI. Attending Stanford University with Strasburg. Called strike. Makes it a 0-1 count now. The Stanford Cardinal, Steven Strasburg's alma mater, losing in two games at the College World Series to Wake Forest and Tennessee. Runner goes on the 0-1, the hit and run. High fly ball towards right field. Specht is underneath it, will reach up and make the catch for out number two. The Red Sox with only three base hits so far today. Two of them have belonged to Cutter Coffee. It'll be a tall task for either LSU or Tennessee as they will have to take on the top-seeded Wake Forest and beat them twice in a row to make the College World Series finals. Runner at first is Coffee. First pitch to Yostinson Garcia. Swing and a miss. Garcia's 0-for-2 today with a pair of strikeouts. Both of them, however, came against Brian Mendoza. This is his first meeting with Jacob Maton. And a fly ball hit towards center. Blackman is turned around, but will find it in front of the Rowe Furniture sign for the third out of the inning. A base hit and three flyouts, no runs, a hit, and one runner left on base. We're through two-thirds of our ball game today. It's the Down East Wood Ducks 7, the Salem Red Sox 1. We'll be back for the seventh inning. Up next on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater on the call for this one tonight, as the Down East Wood Ducks have been in control from both sides of the ball the entire night. It's the 30-32 Salem Red Sox taking on the 36-24 Down East Wood Ducks. It's the 5-6-7 portion of the Wood Duck batting order. Piatto, Aponte, and Cheney do up for Down East. Piatto, the designated hitter today, is 0-3. As we have a call to the bullpen, it will be Luis Talavera taking the mound for Salem. Talavera, it's been a minute since we've seen him on the mound. The first pitch to Piatto will miss. Talavera last appeared on Tuesday, pitched 2 1/3, allowed 2 hits, 3 runs. Ground ball over to first, picked up by James, who will step on the bag himself, and Piatto goes 0-4 today.
Second ground out to first base for Piatto.
He is also grounded out to short and flown out to right, as it brings up the 1-3 on Angel Aponte. First pitch will miss low. Talavera, the native to Maricay, Venezuela, played 16 games with the organization last season, 12 with the FCL Red Sox, 4 here in Salem. 1-0 inside for ball two. Well, while we have one out and nobody on and a bit of a low in the game, we'll take you through scores around the Red Sox organization. Called strike to Aponte. Well, you know the score here. 7-1 Down East, top 7. 2-1 delivery is a ball outside. Well, let's start with the bottom at the Dominican Summer League. The DSL Red Sox Blue take down the DSL Cubs Blue 10-6 earlier today to improve to 9-3. It's a 3-1. Rounded over to third, picked up by Liendo. The throw into first, did he get him? He did. Great throw from Liendo to James for the second out of the inning. It brings up the 1-2, Griffin Cheney. The DSL Red Sox Red use extra innings to take down the DSL Pirates Gold, 6-5. Very close play, might have actually beat it out, but called out on the field. At the Florida Complex League, his first pitch strike called to Cheney. The end of 8 innings, it's the FCL Braves leading the FCL Red Sox 8-4. Moving up to High A Greenville, the 0-1 missing. A delayed start against the Bowling Green Hot Rods, tied at zeros, bottom one in Bowling Green. 1-1 delivery. Is a line drive single over to right field. It's a base hit for Cheney, his second of the day, as it brings up JoJo Blackman, who's 1-3 with a 3-run home run, a strikeout, and a flyout to center. Portland fell to the Reading Fighting Phils earlier today, 7-2. Finally, up at AAA Worcester, bottom of the seventh inning, Woo Sox are rallying with a 2-spot in the bottom of the seventh. However, the Iron Pigs of Lehigh Valley still lead 5-4. Runner at first with two outs for Blackman. First pitch is a called strike. JoJo Blackman, the native to Pensacola, Florida, spent last season split between the ACL Rangers and Down East. 0-1, time called just as the pitch was delivered, so the count will remain 0-1. And then finally, on the Red Sox organizational update, we'll take you up to the very, very top with the Boston Red Sox, bottom of the fifth inning. The Red Sox lead the Minnesota Twins 2-0. 0-1 to Blackman with a runner at first, straight down the heart of the plate at 94 for strike two. 0-2 count. Woodies are down to their final strike of the inning. The 0-2 swung on and missed. Strike three. It's the first strikeout of the night for Luis Talavera. Only a single base hit going this inning for the Wood Ducks, as it's the seventh inning stretch here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Your score, the Down East Wood Ducks 7, the Salem Red Sox 1. A lot of work to do for the Red Sox, but it starts in the bottom of the seventh when we come back on MILB TV.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a 9-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th, as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the seventh inning as we've just hit the 9 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. Just about 2 hours into today's game, the Red Sox only with one run so far. Looking for more as there's a call to the bullpen for the Ducks. Taking the mound is Wyatt Sparks, the native to Springfield, Missouri. 23rd round draft pick back in 2018 as the rain is starting to come down yet again here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. First pitch swinging for Liendo. Ground ball to second, throw on to first. Very quick. One pitch, one out for Wyatt Sparks. Liendo went first pitch swing and it didn't work out for him as it brings up the 0-for-1 Alexis Hernandez. Sparks, recovering from a season-long injury last year, last played for Down East in 2021. Ball one is low for ball one. Pitch inside for ball two. Sparks drafted out of Aurora High School in Aurora, Missouri. Two-o delivery inside to Hernandez. He is the lone MLB draft pick from Aurora High School. Called strike on the inside part of the plate. It's a 3-1 count. Or at least the lone player to have ever been drafted out of high school from Aurora.
Did you have anybody famous come out of your high school?
I had a couple. She's quite famous, too, as a ball four will miss outside for the first walk surrendered by Wyatt Sparks today. First base runner with one out. Did you have anybody famous come out of your high school?
Yeah, we had Beth Mowins as an ESPN broadcaster.
All right.
We had...
Ball outside. We'll make it a 1-0 to Lionel James.
Patrick Corbin, World Series winning pitcher.
There we go.
And Brianna Stewart, arguably the greatest women's basketball player ever.
1-0. High pop-up in the infield. Sparks is underneath it, but we'll give it up to the first baseman, Cheney, for the second out of the inning as it brings up Albert Feliz. He's 1-for-2 today. Are we talking about people that I personally went to high school with or just overall?
No, overall. I didn't go to high school with any of them. They were all before me.
Oh, boy. So I have two categories then. There were quite a few famous people out of my high school that I did not go to school with. Josh Gad. Most notably, the voice of Olaf in Disney's Frozen.
Okay.
Swing and a miss for strike one. His name escapes me. He's not a famous actor, but the guy who voiced Aladdin in the animated version of Aladdin.
Okay.
And that about does it for famous people before I went there. Most of them I did go to high school with. Called Strike makes it an 0-2 to Feliz, including Zay Flowers, first-round draft pick for the Baltimore Orioles. Kenny McIntosh, later draft pick to the Seattle Seahawks. Ball upstairs, it's a 1-2 count. And then on the basketball side of things, Vernon Carey Jr., who played with the Wizards and the Hornets, is now a free agent. And Scotty Barnes of the Toronto Raptors.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. 0-2, ball downstairs will make it a 2-2 count. I have zero clue how. This is not even a slight flex. This is more so me confused. I am somehow on my high school's notable alumni page on Wikipedia.
Wow.
2-2, back up the middle. Nearly barehanded by Sparks, unable to hold on to it was Colley. Everybody is safe, and we'll have to see how this is ruled. It may be a base hit just because of how awkwardly it glanced off of Sparks' glove, but it will be an error on the Wood Ducks, the first for either team so far. But yeah, don't know how it got there, don't know why I'm on there, but I am. It's all taken. It brings up Juan Montero, who's over too. I shouldn't be. First pitch, called strike on the inside to Juan Montero. We'll see who this error is credited to. I believe it's going to go against Colley, the shortstop, even though it was a tough play for him. The 0-1 is fouled off for strike two. And it will go as a reach on an E6. So Colley does get credit for the error, the 71st error committed by Down East this year. 7-1 your score, bottom seven, Wood Ducks leading the Red Sox. Two runners aboard with two outs. Swing and a miss for strike three, and Juan Montero is 0-for-3 today. Wyatt Sparks gets out of the mini jam, no runs, no hits, one error. Two left on base for Salem as we head to the eighth inning, next on MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Avengers!
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's a big deficit for the Red Sox, down 7-1, but taking you the way for the eighth and ninth on the play-by-play. Hand it back to Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Tyler. Well, a drizzly Tuesday evening here for baseball at Salem Memorial Ballpark. As TK just mentioned, we welcome you back in to the booth up here for the top of the eighth. 7-1, the Down East Wood Ducks, very much so looking like the top team and the winners of the first half in the Carolina League North. 7-1 the lead over the Red Sox, out hitting Salem 8-3. First pitch to Andres Mesa. Called strike on the inside corner, and it's now 0-1. Mesa in the nine hole. So far today, he is 0-for-2 with a walk. 0-1, misses low and inside. 86 on a changeup.
And we're evened up at a ball and a strike. Luis Talavera on the hill for the Red Sox. The third arm tonight for Salem. 1-1, this is crushed. Deep left field. Kiss it goodbye. A leadoff solo shot in the top of the eighth for Andres Mesa to make it an 8-1 ball game. Down east, dominating late.
Well, I'll tell you what, in a couple of years, the Texas Rangers are going to look really, really good, is if this is how down east looks right now. I mean, man, oh, man. 57 home runs on the year now for down east.
I mean, that thing off the bat, you knew that that baseball was destroyed. Unreal. Let's go ahead and get the stats on that. In the meantime, Danier Cueva stepping in. Batting 269, he waves and misses on a breaking ball at 87 and drops to 0-1. So far tonight, he struck out twice, but he has a pair of singles as well. Made it to third once on a balk and a wild pitch as he waves and misses on another changeup, making it 0-2. Second time around, though, after he was aboard in the sixth inning, he did score. 0-2, misses low and away, 87 on the gun, and it's 1-2. That had to be over 400 feet on that home run. Talavera kicks, deals the 1-2. Swing and a chopper, foul. And we stay at 1-2. Well, a slim crowd here tonight at the ballpark. But, hey, come out and join us this week. Don't let the rain scare you off. We played all night tonight, the 1-2. This is crushed on a line drive out to left. Going back, Hernandez. And he's able to make the catch on the run for the first out of the inning. Line drive out to left field, sits down the top of the order in Danier Cueva, bringing up Cam Cauley. Cauley so far tonight, a pair of walks, and he's 0 for 2. Does have a swinging strikeout. One stolen base on the day for Cauley. He did score back in the third. First pitch, this is just high and away, and it's 1-0. 94 on the fastball, missiled in there. Talavera, the righty. Righty on righty, 1-0, swing and a miss. Low fastball, 94 once again, and it's a ball and a strike for Cam Cauley. 28 RBIs. The 1-1. Check swing, called strike on the outer corner. 86-mile-an-hour changeup. Infield playing out here for the Sox, except Lionel James slightly in down the right field line at first. The rain has subsided slightly. It is a little bit of a dribble, I should say. 1-2 misses low and away, making it 2-2. You can really only see it when you look up into the lights. Here's the 2-2. Trickled foul back behind home plate, rolling all the way to the backstop. Two balls and two strikes to Cam Cauley. One down, nobody on. 8-1 down east on top. They have 9 hits to Salem's 3. Luis Talavera kicks, deals the 2-2. Got him looking. 94-mile-an-hour fastball right at the knees for the second out.
And here comes the rain yet again.
Second strikeout for Luis Talavera. And yeah, as I jinxed it, it starts coming down with a little bit more ferocity here. Brings up Tommy Speck, the left-handed batter, the first pitch. On a called strike inside corner, 85-mile-an-hour slider, and it's 0-1. Speck just south of 300 at 297. The 0-1. He looks in ball number one, and it's 1-1. This might have hit him, and it did. This hit him on the foot, just barely, and he gets first base. Hit by pitch with two gone, puts a runner on first. 8-1 lead for the Ducks in the top of the eighth.
Well, for Tommy Speck, he's now walked twice and has been hit by a pitch. He's 1-for-2 today with 5 plate appearances.
First pitch now to Ian Moeller. Misses low and away, 1-0. Moeller 176. Two strikeouts today. Did crush an RBI double in the third to open this game up. 1-0. Blown away. 2-0. That's what scored two runs for the Down East Ducks, and they haven't looked back since. At that point, it was a 1-0 lead for Salem. The Red Sox have not scored since Mueller's 2-RBI double. 2-0. High and in. Fastball misses. 3 balls, no strikes. Mueller has also struck out looking twice, and he walked. Runner on first, two gone. The 3-0. Downstairs, ball four on a fastball. A hit by pitch and a walk back to back. Puts runners on first and second. And here's Coach Blanton to have a conversation.
Well, Down East up by 7. They're saying that that's not enough. And honestly, I respect it. You know, never put that foot off the gas pedal. There's a reason Down East is 12 games above 500 right now, and Salem is 2 games under. It's because Down East is just consistently down your throat, constantly coming after you. Doesn't matter if it's 8-1 in the top of the 8th inning. And, you know, I'm not saying that they're getting base hits anyway, but they're not swinging the bat just to swing the bat. It's slow and methodical.
Well, let's check in on the Boston Red Sox, TK. Why not? 3-0 the lead in the bottom of the 6th. Boston on top of the Minneapolis Twins. Playing up in Minneapolis, Minnesota at Target Field, one of the nicer ballparks in the MLB, in my opinion.
Had a chance to visit last summer, and I can say it's
cool park.
It lives up to the hype. It's one of my personal favorites that I've been to.
Hey, looking forward to, we're going to go up to Toronto.
Yeah.
And see the big boys play, Boston and Toronto. That'll be a big series. Those two are the last two, or the first two teams out of the wild card right now. So that's a big series.
Toronto won tonight on the road in Miami.
Boston looking good in the bottom of the 6th with a 3-0 lead. First pitch to Connor Piotto, called strike on the inner half. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And the rain starting to come down a little bit more once again. A lot of umbrellas out in the stands tonight for those that chose to attend. First and second occupied, two gone. 0-1. This is just outside, 86 on a changeup, 1-1. Piotto today, 0-4. Very unlike him. He's batting at 339. He's grounded out and flown out. 3 groundouts, 1 flyout to right field. Looking for his 15th RBI, the 1-1. Here's a swing, fly ball into right to the glove of Garcia on the run. He caught it and showed off a little bit with a little hop up into the air as he brought it in. 8-1, Down East on top after adding a run. A solo shot to lead it off for Andres Mesa. 7-run lead for the Down East Ducks. We go to the bottom of the 8th after this in Salem.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa!
This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Rain really starting to come down now. Ready for the bottom of the 8th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Almost feels like a October night at Fenway Park with the
Sweet Caroline chiming through the air and the rain coming down. It's a vibe here at Salem Memorial Ballpark tonight. And all these guys hope that they'll have the opportunity to play up in Boston at Fenway Park someday. It starts in Salem. You got to start somewhere. First pitch to Juan Chacon. Line drive up the middle. A leaping grab by Cueva, the second baseman. And Lil Poppy can't catch a break. Puts his head down and retreats back to the dugout. Allowed first out on the first pitch.
Yeah, 0 for 4 is Chacon. He had one really good game against Delmarva, but for the most part has been really struggling with the bat in his hands.
Brings up Cutter Coffey, the shortstop tonight. First pitch misses high. 1-0 to Cutter Coffey. He started this game real strong. In just the second at-bat of the ball game for the Red Sox, he crushed a triple. Ended up scoring as he looks at a strike, and it's 1-1. Singled in the sixth. He's on a two-hit night, one of the bright spots for the Sox. The 1-1 misses low and in. Out of Salem's three hits tonight, Cutter Coffey responsible for two of them. The offense was explosive in the last series. Salem looking to get that back as he looks at another strike. At the letters, 83-mile-an-hour changeup finds the zone, and it's 2-2.
Yeah, Coffey with a really good series against Delmarva.
He goes around, tried to pull back out of swing, and the slider fooled him. Sat down on strikes for the second out of the eighth. Here's Luis Ravello. He's 0 for 3 tonight. 0 for 2 should be. He had the sack fly. That might have hit him. Pitch way tight. He dove away from it. I don't think it did. As he gets up okay, brushes himself off, it's 1-0.
Yeah, the official MILB website has him 0 for 2. It's just something on the video board that has him 0 for 3.
The 1-0. Misses away. Yeah, because one of them was a sack fly that brought in Cutter Coffey to score. That was back in the first. Two balls, no strikes, the pitch. Called strike at the letters.
It's not too much of an impact. The video board showing a batting average of 270. He's at 271.
2-1. Misses inside. Three balls and a strike now to Luis Ravello.
By the way, real quick update from Omaha. Top of the eighth inning. It's still 2-0 LSU over Tennessee.
Ravello misses on the 3-1, making it full at 3-2. 89-mile-an-hour fastball. The payoff pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Fastball sizzled in there. And it ends the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for the Wood Ducks. 8-1. They're running away with it. We go to the top of the ninth here in Salem.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a nine-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. On a wet and rainy evening for baseball, an 8-1 lead for the Downeast Wood Ducks, top team in the Carolina League North, looking very much so like it. On top of Salem by 7 runs, out hitting the Red Sox 9-3. We go to the top of the ninth, ready to lead us off. Angel Aponte, right-handed batter. He will face
Luis Talavera, entering now his third inning of work. Been all Wood Ducks tonight. Seen a couple of home runs, most notably a leadoff smash by Andres Mesa in the eighth. Foul away, and it's 0-1 for Angel Aponte.
And don't forget that absolute moonshot of a three-run home run from JoJo Blackman back in the third and fourth as well.
Yep. 0-1. Foul tip. 0-2 now for Aponte. He's 1-for-4 today. Adding in the six hole, pair of strikeouts, a single, he stole a base, and he also grounded out to third. 250 on the year. Check in with the Boston Red Sox now in the top of the seventh. They lead Minnesota 3-0 still. Doogie's 1-for-4. Justin Turner 1-for-2. 0-2 to Aponte. Got him looking. Fastball paints the outside corner, sizzling in at 94. There's one away.
Third time that Aponte has struck out, and for Talavera, his third punch out of the game.
Sets up Griffin Chaney. Back-to-back hits and back-to-back at-bats, a double and a single in the sixth and the seventh. He's also walked and struck out. He looks at a called strike right over the heart of the plate at 85, and it's 0-1. 0-1 on the way. Misses way high in it. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Evens us up at a ball and a strike. Yoshida with a hit. He's 1-for-3. Duvall is 1-for-3. Tristan Casas hitless. Hard hit ground ball. Hit over to short. Cutter Coffey gloves it. Throw to first is there. And there's two gone here in the top of the ninth. Sets up JoJo Blackman, like you mentioned. Three-run homer back in the fourth. Striking out twice and a fly out to center field tonight for Blackman. Batting just 152 on the year. I mean, that home run really did kind of come out of nowhere. The Florida native, first pitch on the way. Skips up in the dirt, punches off the glove of Juan Montero. That one got away from Luis Talavera. It's 1-0. Ball and no strikes for JoJo Blackman. Foul tipped. Missing it out of his glove is Juan Montero, and he takes a moment here. I think this hit him. 1-1. Wong's doing a nice job up with the Red Sox tonight. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI. But how about Arroyo? 3-for-3, an RBI, having himself a game. Kike Hernandez is hitless. Crawford got the start. He went five whole innings, gave up six hits, had five strikeouts, never gave up a run. And now it's 4-0 Red Sox in the top of the seventh. But here in Salem, 8-1 down east on top. We're in the top of the ninth. Fouled away by JoJo Blackman into the visiting dugout. 1-2. And calling time here is Blackman to reassess. Well, we can take you through the scores in the Carolina League as well. First, the 1-2. Foul tipped. Dropping it was Montero, and we'll stay at 1-2. 8-1 here, down east on top of Salem, top of the ninth. Two gone, nobody on. Lynchburg, bottom of the sixth, 2-0 lead over Carolina. Delmarva beat Augusta 3-2. The 1-2. Swing, foul ball into the seats in left field. Charleston beat Fayetteville 9-6. The Fred Nats and the Columbia Fireflies suspended in the bottom of the third. They are scoreless. And Myrtle Beaching Kannapolis was canceled tonight due to inclement weather. Here's a squibber up the middle, gloved by the second baseman Ravello. The throw to first is there to end the inning. 8-1. Red Sox going to have to make the best comeback of the season if they want to win this series opener. We go to the bottom of the ninth after this in Salem.
Have you been dying for a tropical getaway? Come on out to the ballpark for a nine-inning beach vacation on Margaritaville night with the Salem Red Sox, Saturday, July 15th, as they take on the Delmarva Shorebirds. Be one of the first to get here for our t-shirt giveaway. First pitch is at 6.05 p.m. with gates opening at 5 p.m. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Avengers! Assemble.
The Avengers need you for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, June 24th. Come out to the ballpark dressed as your favorite Marvel superhero and help the Salem Red Sox take down the Down East Ducks. First pitch is at 6.05 p.m. Get tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the ninth time here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Alberto Mota looking to close the door for the Down Eastwood Ducks. They lead it 8-1 here in the bottom of the ninth. He's got a 1-1 record, a 9.39 ERA, 7 2/3 inning. 16-4 strikeout to walk ratio. He'll look to seal the deal. Red Sox down to their final three outs, down 7 runs. It would take the biggest comeback of the season. It would take magic. We saw magic in the series opener against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Red Sox went into the bottom of the ninth down 3-0 with no offense all night. They ended up winning it 4-3 and walking it off. The Red Sox find anything like that here. It'll start with Yostinson Garcia. 0-for-3 tonight, batting .214. Pair of strikeouts. Mota, the first offering. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep left center field, and it's off the base of the wall. Garcia pumps the brakes at second, and Yostinson Garcia on the first pitch starts with a stand-up double in the bottom of the ninth. Well, there's some life for the Red Sox. Off the bat, looked like it had a chance to get out of here. Sets up Abram Liendo, also 0-for-3 tonight. He has grounded out 3 times, everywhere but second. First pitch on the way. This is high and away, 93 on the fastball, and it's 1-0. You look at what Mota has done so far, really a struggle. ERA not in great shape. Salem looking to take advantage. 1-0. Misses way inside. 94-mile-an-hour fastball at the ankles, 2-0. Abram Liendo crushed a homer over the right field wall in that game against Fredericksburg we were talking about. That tied the game at 3 in the bottom of the ninth. About 3-4 weeks ago at this point. 2 balls, no strikes, nobody out, runner on second. 8-1 Down East on top. 2-0 to Liendo. Called strike on the outside corner, fastball at 94, 2-1. Slight wind gusts out into right field. The rain has subsided for the moment. 2-1 on the way. Called strike on the inside corner, a 94-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 2-2. Oda in the stance from the belt. Dealing the 2-2. Wave and a miss. Sits down Abram Liendo and the Sox down to their final 2 outs. Got him with the heater at 94. First strikeout of the night for Moda. Here's Alexis Hernandez. Walked twice tonight, grounded out to short once. Had an amazing series against Delmarva in the 2 games that he played. First pitch. Called strike right over the middle at 94 on a fastball. Went 3-for-3 in his last outing. Batting 500 right now. Had 2 RBIs as well. 0-1. Misses way low and in. Skips up in the dirt at 80 on the gun, and it's 1-1. Alexis Hernandez really earning more playing time. Talking to manager Liam Carroll. Kind of forces your hand when a guy plays that good and has 2 really strong games. He's a great defender, too. Had a leaping catch at the wall in right. He smashes the 1-1 out into right field. This one's going. It is gone. Alexis Hernandez. His first professional home run is a 2-run shot over the right field wall. Red Sox with life. Makes it an 8-3 ball game in the ninth.
A crushing shot to right field. Had 1 home run last season at the FCL level. His first at single A. And man, oh man, the Alexis Hernandez show keeps getting better and better each night we come out and watch him. Hello, Hernandez.
You think he's playing tomorrow? I think he's playing tomorrow. I don't know how you couldn't play this guy. I guess we'll find out tomorrow. Obviously, of course, Liam Carroll has a game plan. First pitch to Lionel James, called strike. Here's the 0-1. Misses high and away on an 80-mile-an-hour changeup, 1-1. Lionel James 0-for-3 today. Pair of groundouts. Fly out, the 1-1. High and away once again, 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-1. Moda kicks, steals the 2-1. Wave and a miss. Got him with the gas. It's 2-2. So a double for Justinson Garcia. Then a 2-run shot for Alexis Hernandez. It's 8-3. The 2-2. Swinging a dribbler right back into his own leg. That can't feel good. We'll stay at 2-2. Got to think, if Abram Liendo didn't strike out and you still had all 3 of your outs, really could start stringing something together. And Salem now down to their final 2. The 2-2. Foul tip right into the glove of Moeller, and it's a strikeout. Second of the inning. And the Red Sox down to their final out. Brings up Albert Feliz, the DH. Power hitting Big Al, single back in the third. Struck out looking in the fifth. Advanced on an error in the seventh. First pitch. Misses high and away. 93 on a fastball, 1-0. Albert Feliz hit his first home run in the last series against Delmarva. The 1-0 on the way. Swing and a chopper, foul down the left field line. On deck, bottom of the order, Juan Montero. Then it would go back to the top with an 0-for-4, Juan Chacon. Ball and a strike to Feliz. Breaking ball, spins him off the plate, high and in. 2-1. And Albert Feliz calls time. Can't say that I blame him. Wow. Boston just tore that game open. They now lead it 8-0 in the top of the seventh. 2-1. Misses away.
3-1 to Albert Feliz. Yeah, top of the seventh, Boston. Last time we looked, they were leading it 4-0. Now it's 8-0. 3-1. Chopped it right back into his own shin. And the count is full. Salem down to their final strike. Nobody on, two gone. Full count for Albert Feliz. Payoff pitch on the way. Here's a swing and a hard hit ground ball right to short. Cauley gloves it, fires to first, and that will end tonight's ball game. 8-3, the Down East Wood Ducks looking very much so like the top team in the Carolina League North. They come away with an 8-3 victory in this series opener against the Salem Red Sox. Well, thanks so much for joining us here tonight. A tough one for the Red Sox. We're back in action tomorrow. 7:05 first pitch, 6:50 p.m. pregame. For everyone in the booth to my right that makes the magic happen, for our boss, the audiovisual king, Stephen Langdon, for Tyler Katz, I'm Giovanni Heater, saying goodnight. So long from Salem. 8-3, the final score. The Ducks win it over the Red Sox, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.